that together.
That's true.
Do you know why that? Why does that have an effect on keeping the Freon in? Does it lubricate that seal that it seeps out, or what?
Yeah, I would say that because most of your problem with a car air conditioner, you would have busted seals. And mm-hmm. when you open the hood, you look up right up at the top there, you see some oil up there, so your seal is bad. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing you should run it, throughout the year.
Yeah.
You know.
That's hard to do in wintertime.
Yeah, you know, maybe just for a few, maybe about 30 minutes, some, you know, a month, you know, maybe just 30 minutes, something like that. Yes, mm-hmm. that's true. Mm-hmm. You should do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that there was an electrical part that you studied when you were in trade school, too. Do you prefer, the electrical end of it, or are you pretty comfortable with working with electric?
No, not going to the extreme in that. See, the reason, I said my sole reason for, going into electrical is to understand some about electrical power, because it is referred to air conditioning and refrigeration,
Mm-hmm.
Like, if a person want to know, you can learn your hookups. What you learn is in air conditioning, refrigeration, mm-hmm. a little part of basic of this. But if you really would, to be a good mechanic in that, you definitely have to have a great deal of electrical mm-hmm. courses in that, because that's, I would say, 70% of your problem in air conditioning and refrigeration today.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever worked on anything like radios or TV sets or something like that?
No.
Mm-hmm. Never worked on anything?
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew some, theoretical electronics, but I never have been very good at practical electronics.
Mm-hmm.
I had one of these amateur radio stations, and of course you had to know enough electrical theory to be able to pass the exam for the license, but when it came to fixing that thing, I could forget about it.
Yeah.
That didn't come in very handy.
Mm.
Okay. Sam, are there any clubs or organizations maybe in here in town or associated with your church or anything like that that you have anything to do with? Maybe church groups or something like that? Or social clubs? I don't know.
Yes, we have a club which we is in the process of getting together. We hadn't fully, gotten together yet. That is the Reach Club.
Reach Club. Mm-hmm. Now, is that part of the church or what?
Well, it's not part. It don't come from the church, but you would say it's affiliated with the church. We have certain ministers in there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that would be one. We have...
What sort of things do you do at Reach Club?
The Reach Club is to help the peoples in the community.
Mm-hmm.
The one is without jobs and does not have no training in certain things. I would say maybe, for example, a clerk, different things like this, is to help and train the young kids to help them to get jobs.
Yeah.
See what they want to do. That's the point of that, reaching out for this kid.
Yeah.
And some that is drinking, having these type of problems. One that is stealing. And then one of the main things to go and help the kids, this, young ones is in jail, That we could help to hopefully to raise enough money to get someone out of jail, just weekend things that we just do something, get intoxicated and
mm-hmm.
they throw them in jail. And it's just sad to go up there and just see the kids in jail, in these conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to try to recruit them in this club
mm-hmm.
and to help them. Even though it's before, if they got to drink, we got to be at an appropriate place and they won't have to be on the wheel to drive from place to place.
Mm-hmm.
It's to have somebody say, well, if we just take a few calls or